Idaho's Southwest District Health will no longer offer COVID-19 vaccines after its board voted 4-3 last week to pull the shots from the 30 locations where it provides healthcare services. It's the first health agency in America to do that, Laura Demaray, a Southwest Idaho resident and nurse who attended the October 22 vote, told The Defender. Mist Karlfeldt, executive director of Health Freedom Idaho, agreed that the board's vote is historic. "It's thrilling," she told The Defender. The board's vote came after it received about 300 public comments urging the district, which encompasses 6 counties, to stop promoting the shots. Just before the board voted, members heard presentations from cardiologist Dr. Peter McCullough, pathologist Dr. Ryan Cole, pediatrician Dr. Renata Moon and obstetrician and gynecologist Dr. James Thorpe on safety concerns related to the COVID-19 vaccines. Dr. John Tribble, the board's only physician, invited them to speak. "Dr. Tribble was a very brave board member who is very aware of the harms of the COVID injection," said Demaray. "He asked me to help gather the presenters." Demaray, who said she knows many people injured by the COVID-19 vaccines, and others reached out to experts who could present data related to COVID-19 vaccine harms to the board. "It was total teamwork." Mary Holland, Children's Health Defense CEO, applauded the board's action. "After hearing from 300 constituents, listening to well-informed physicians, and assessing the public record, the Southwest Idaho Health District Board made an informed decision not to stock its own clinics with COVID shots." Demaray and Holland pointed out that the board didn't take away anyone's freedom to get a COVID-19 vaccine. "If residents want, they can obtain the shots from other pharmacies and doctor's offices," Holland said. Demaray said the board's decision showed there's some distrust in this shot. She added, "If a health district is giving a shot in their own clinics, then it means they believe in the shot and they don't think somebody will get hurt. It means they support it tacitly." Holland said, "The health district board was conveying its values to the public. These products are unsafe and we do not promote them, and the board was within its authority to do this. A precedent for other health agencies?" Tribble told The Defender some of the backstory leading up to the historic vote. "The people of this district were demanding answers," he said. "Many came forward with heartbreaking stories of vaccine injury. After listening to its residents, the board members felt it was important to allow the free and open discussion and evaluation of the evidence for and against the safety and efficacy of the COVID-19 vaccine." In addition to hearing presentations from McCullough, Moon, Cole, and Thorpe, the board also heard from district staff physician Dr. Perry Jansen, who recommended keeping the vaccine on the district's clinic shelves. "In the end," Tribble said, "the evidence clearly showed a lack of safety and efficacy as it compares to the risk from COVID-19, and there, the board members' decision reflected that. The board members who voted to remove the shot exhibited courage because they did so based on the evidence, in direct opposition to the federal health agency's recommendations." Tribble said, "I believe our actions here stand as an example and precedent for other health agencies to take back control of their health and freedoms from a corrupted federal system. I hope this will inspire other health agencies to openly discuss this issue and evaluate the evidence for themselves. That is how you open up a can of truth." Karlfeldt said she's confident the board's landmark decision will embolden other health administrators across Idaho and the rest of the U.S. to make similar moves. Demaray agreed. She said she already heard from 2 other Idaho health districts that are now considering pulling the COVID-19 shots from their clinics after learning of the Southwest District's vote. Demaray encouraged other U.S. citizens to reach out to their local health board members, asking them to review the safety information on the COVID-19 vaccines. "Many federal health agency leaders are captured by industry, but that's not the case with most local-level health officials," Demaray said. "They aren't all bought out yet. If you bring your local doctors like Dr. Tribble or Dr. Cole, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Moon and Dr. Thorpe, if you bring them and they make presentations, it is public record and your community gets to see that," she said. "That is how you open up a can of truth," Demaray added. "There's a lot of power at the local level because while the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, recommends COVID-19 vaccines and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, approves them, it's typically the local agencies that adopt policies to promote them." Holland said, "Sadly, people need to accept that they cannot trust the federal government anymore when it comes to their health. VIRS, 1.6 million reports of injury or death after COVID vaccination. Nicholas Holscher, an epidemiologist at the McCullough Foundation, commended the board for its action. Southwest Idaho Health District has made the correct and brave choice to remove COVID-19 injections from their clinics, Holscher said. The updated boosters were never tested in humans, while previous iterations have demonstrated that they're not safe for human use. Holscher noted that Boise State Public Radio's coverage of the vote labeled the presentations by McCullough and others as anti-vaccine. The Boise State Public Radio article, which referred to McCullough and the other presenters as doctors widely accused of spreading conspiracy theories and misinformation, appeared to blindly favor COVID-19 vaccines, he said, while ignoring deeply worrisome safety data. For instance, the number of injuries and deaths reported to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, following COVID-19 vaccination continues to climb. VIRS is the primary mechanism for reporting adverse vaccine reactions in the U.S. Reports submitted to VIRS require further investigation before confirming the reported adverse event was caused by the vaccine. VIRS has historically been shown to report only 1% of actual vaccine adverse events. As of September 27, there were 1,604,710 VIRS reports of injury or death following a COVID-19 vaccination. The board's vote has helped create greater public awareness that the COVID-19 shots are massively injurious gene therapy products, Holland said. Tribble agreed. People need to understand that these shots are not vaccines by the traditional definition. That is to say, they do not impart immunity or prevent transmission. They were rushed to market, given legal immunity and coercively pushed upon the world's population backed by unfounded fears spread by governments and media. Moreover, the safety and efficacy data we have is limited and primarily released by the same vaccine companies that stood to make hundreds of billions of dollars off of these injections, Tribble added. This experiment with mRNA gene therapy during COVID-19 will be shown to be one of the most egregious examples of democide in world history, he said.